Atlanta's Jazz Station 91.9 FM WCLK. Again, I'm Reva Blue, your host for Midday Jazz. And you know, there's a lot of jazz happening in and around the metropolitan area. And I do have a guest on the line. And my guest to talk to is Tavon Pinnicott. Tavon Pinnicott, Atlanta's Jazz Station 91.9. Do I have you?
Yes, you do.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing absolutely wonderful. It's a warmer day here in Atlanta, but how are you doing there in New York?
You know what? It was bad about a week ago, but it's warmed up to a nice 45 degrees here.
Okay. Well, we got you beat. We're approaching 60 here. Okay.
Oh, I see.
Let me tell our listeners a little something about you. Now, this coming Saturday, Tavon Pinnicott, your quartet is performing at Spivey Hall on Saturday, January 13th at 7:30 p.m. You're a saxophonist. I've seen all the great and wonderful things that you've been doing, and you also work with Gregory Porter, and you were also born and raised in Marietta, Georgia.
Yep. That's it.
Yeah. Okay. So tell me about what our listeners can expect from you performing this coming Saturday at Spivey Hall.
Well, you know, obviously I grew up in Marietta, so it's a joy to be able to come back to my home city, home state. And, you know, I haven't, you know, I'm not at home as much as I'd like. So when I am there, it's always a party. So I know I'll have a lot of family and friends that I grew up with that will come to support. And I'm just excited to share my music and kind of share where I am in this journey of my musical journey, you know, with the people. And I'm going to be doing a variety of different things. I'm excited. Yeah.
Well, I know how important it is to have friends and family come out and support you and be in the audience and enjoy your music. Mm-hmm. Now, you have won several competitions. You're also a three-time Grammy winner, and you won the Monk competition. Well, you came in second place in that
right.
particular competition, and also have worked with Gregory Porter. Are you still working with Gregory Porter?
I am.
Okay. Yeah, so you have a lot of interesting road stories, I'm sure, that you can tell as well and share.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
What was it like? You also worked with the great guitarist Kenny Burrell and also recorded with him. What was that experience like?
Well, I'm at the moment I'm 32, so when I started working with him, I was like 21. I was still in college.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I went to the University of Miami and Florida. And while I was there, in the summertime of my junior year, one of my friends was in L.A., you know, because Kenny Burrell works at UCLA. He's a teacher there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I decided to just, you know, go there in the summertime and see what was going on over there, contemplating moving over there. And in the while I was there, I had an opportunity to meet him and go to one of the classes that my friends was, you know, taking. And Kenny Burrell was a teacher, and he heard me play, and he immediately gave me an opportunity to play with him that night.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was just, that kind of came out of nowhere. You know, I wasn't expecting it. You know, I was just enjoying learning and playing music, but, you know, he liked what he heard, and he invited me to play with him, and I played with him about 6 or 7 years.
So wow.
Kenny Burrell is, you know, if you say you come from the school of this, the school of that, I come from the school of Kenny Burrell.
Wow.
He gave me an amazing foundation.
Well, you have a unique style and a groove, and it's really refreshing and so exciting. And then coming from the Kenny Burrell School of Music, I can only imagine what you're going to bring it. You're going to bring it on Saturday at Spivey Hall, which is located at Clayton State University.
Yeah, man, it's gonna be a lot of fun. I'm from my parents are of Jamaican heritage,
so I
along with the Southern Georgia, you know, influences that I had, I'm gonna bring that kind of Jamaican vibe in there too, and I'm gonna get some my original compositions. I'm gonna be doing some familiar things, some familiar repertoire from jazz standards to arrangements of all types of things. I got a whole thing. It's gonna be fun for me.
Well, when you mention your Jamaican heritage, that also makes me think of Monty Alexander. Have you ever worked with him?
I've never worked with him, but I know his sound, you know.
Yes. Well, yes, he does have a wonderful style, and I can only imagine if the two of you just teamed up and were working together. You also studied with Randy Brecker and Maria Schneider, just to name a few, while you were at the University of Miami. How did they influence you?
Well, they just, you know, when they were kind of like guest artists for the for our school, and I had an opportunity to just be around them and see how they work and what they've done, and they just shared their experiences, you know. And I just, you know, what I've got most from them, it was just kind of the approach on your career and work ethic, and just kind of the process of finding who you are in the music and your voice. I was really impressed by what they have accomplished in their sound and everything.
Well, you have had so far an incredible musical career, and I understand you've also worked with drummer Al Foster and trumpeter Roy Hargrove, and also working in his big band as well.
Yep. I played with RH Factor, that kind of the groove band that he's done, and also his Roy Hargrove's big band. I see Roy all the time in New York City, and he is, if you want to talk about a hands-on teacher, you know, he's the type that, you know, will be at the jazz club at 2 a.m. and he's there playing and teaching and showing us tunes and creating, and it's always a nice thing, and Roy is always fun to be around, and I'm so happy that I had experience to play with him.
Yeah, he is that guy. So now I know where to find Roy Hargrove. He's hanging out in New York.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, I've known him for years. And, you know, a lot of these musicians, when they got started, some of the, you know, who are part of the new jazz scene from back in the 80s and early 90s. Okay, so you have an album from a couple of years ago, debut album titled Love of Nature. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, as you know, I released it in 2014. I'm long overdue for my next one, but this one that we just that I released, "Lover of Nature," the title is actually the meaning of my name. My name Tavon is actually a Hebrew name. I'm not Jewish, but my parents gave me such a beautiful name, Tavon, because it fits me so well, meaning lover of nature, meaning it kind of explains how I am as a person, just very natural, just, you know, going along with the flow, going along with the wind, and, you know, at the same time, you know, just enjoying life in the moment. And it kind of describes me very well, so I thought it was best fit to name my first album after "Lover of Nature."
Well, that's beautiful. Well, you're an outstanding saxophonist, and we look forward to hearing you this coming Saturday, hearing you, seeing you with your quartet. Who's in your band? Who's working with you?
All right. So, well, first and foremost, I have Sullivan Fortner. He is one of the most amazing piano players I've ever heard. And I'm just talking about ever. He's that special. He's young. He's 31 years old, but oh my goodness, he plays like he's 70. He's absolute. And you know, I'm not exaggerating. He's amazing, and I'm so happy to have him. He's amazingly accomplished. He's won the American American Jazz Pianist Award. It's like a really big competition that he won. And he's just I don't know how to explain it. You just got to be there to hear him. He is absolutely amazing.
Okay.
And then I have a gentleman named Dominique Sanders on bass.
Mm-hmm.
He plays electric and upright, and he's like he loves jazz. Great jazz player, but not many people know him as that. He's actually a producer. He's produced Boyz II Men and Terrace Martin and rapper Tech N9ne. You know, he's usually in there, but he can just go right and play jazz as a foundation.
Okay.
You know, to all his music. And then I have, last but not least, a gentleman named Joe Saylor.
Okay.
Drums. If you haven't heard his name, you definitely know his face from the Stephen Colbert Show.
Okay.
Drummer.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. You know, some of the names are new to us, but we'll find out who they are on the bandstand, I should say, on the bandstand at Spivey Hall this coming Saturday, January 13th, 7:30 p.m. And we do look forward to seeing and hearing you this weekend. Okay. Tavon? All right. Yeah. Tavon Pennicott Quartet this Saturday, Spivey Hall. As a matter of fact, I need some listeners to call in right now on 404-880-9255 and giving away a pair of tickets for you to check out the show. So, Tavon, we'll see you on Saturday, okay?
Sounds good. Looking forward.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah.